here today and look forward to our meeting. Our board meeting will be in the annex. Our business meeting will be in the auditorium. And at this time, I have the great pleasure and blessing and opportunity to introduce to you my wife of 45 years. Debbie and I celebrated 45 years yesterday.
We were 12 when we got married.
Yeah. And but I appreciate Debbie and I appreciate the life that the Lord has given us together. And we're so happy to be where we're at now. God has taken us through things and blessed, and we've had some battles, but the Lord has been merciful. Seems like that some things just kept coming up. When we fought for financial victory a long time, and the Lord has blessed. We're thankful to be where we're at now, and His strength and His mercy is great.
Good morning. Happy New Year. At work, we always joke about how long is appropriate to wish each other Happy New Year. Is it just the first week after the New Year, or does it go on for a while? So since this is the first time I've greeted you, I think, since the New Year, I'll say Happy New Year. This blog is titled New Things. And I promise you that it is not a tutorial on housekeeping, but I do have to say I really dislike clutter. I get nervous when things are out of place, when they're out of control in my house or my yard. And besides the fact that to me it really looks bad, it's terribly inefficient because you can't ever find anything you need when you need it. And I think it's unhealthy when things get out of control, because it breeds dust and dirt, which then breeds all sorts of undesirable things, which we won't name. Jim and I were in a shoe store last week, and we saw a 6-inch strip of dirt and dust that circled the entire store. It was disgusting. As you know, I've been wanting to clean out and rearrange the church's storage closet, because over the years, it too had become inefficient and cluttered. When Janet and I recently met to work on this, we didn't discuss how we were going to accomplish it, but as we began to work, we fell into a natural rhythm. Janet immediately started emptying all the shelves into the kitchen, and I started sorting through everything, grouping like kinds of things together in bins, tossing out broken or unusable items, and reserving the usable things for a donation. I mean, really, how many sets of disposable tongs can one church use? Then we switched roles, and Janet sorted and arranged the bins while I restocked and put the shelves back to order. We found some interesting things in this exercise. Like 45 brand new plastic tablecloths. We don't need to buy tablecloths for a long time. Several utensils that neither Janet nor I could identify, a bazillion napkins, and even a pile of dirty towels that had been used to clean up a water leak and then left to mold. Yuck. I'm so thankful Janet was there to hold my hand throughout this very traumatic process, and I really appreciated her help. So what's the point of this story? The obvious beginning point to all of this effort was to unload and empty the shelves. It was necessary to do this in order to make room for the new things. I thought about how true this is in our everyday Christian walk. We each have only so much time, so much space, So much room in our heart, so many friends, so many causes. Whatever it is, it can quickly become cluttered and unusable. It's necessary to periodically delete the clutter, the weights, and the distractions that build up so that we can make room for something new. The very essence of the new birth is that it removes the old sin. The old law of sacrifice could not do that, for it only symbolized the appropriation of the blood covering, but it could not remove it. That required a new thing, and thank God for the sacrifice that Jesus gave once and for all. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away, and the new has come. Before Christmas, we purchased 4 blankets as extra gifts in case someone came to the church gift exchange and didn't have a gift. But as it turned out, they weren't needed. So I told Jim that rather than storing them somewhere, I wanted to return them to the store. So we put them in the car. A few days later, our oldest son, Doug, came by to show us his new car as he was on his way to his church to cook a meal and feed the homeless. We were comparing our back seats, and he saw the gifts, and he asked, "What are these?" I explained it to him, and I asked him, "Do you think you could use these blankets at the shelter?" And he said he thought he could. So we gave him all 4 blankets wrapped up in their Christmas packaging. He called us later that evening with a tremendous testimony. He told us that for the first time, a new family of 4 had come to eat that night, and Doug approached them because he felt they needed the blankets and asked if they were interested. And he learned that they had just lost everything they had with exception of what was in their car and the 4 of them, and they were freezing. What a wonderful opportunity it was to minister in a new way. We liked it so well, we went back to the store 2 more times and purchased more blankets, which had then gone on sale, and we delivered some to the Veterans Homeless Shelter and some to Teen Challenge Home, and we still have more to give Doug to take back to the shelter. They were also thrilled to have the warm blankets for their cold and homeless clients, and it was a wonderful new thing for us. Another great new thing, the lock on our front door. Over time, our lock had started to stick, and it was very hard to lock it with a key from the outside of the house. So in the mornings on my way to work, I have my purse, my lunch bag, my computer bag, an umbrella, a scarf, and whatever else I have to carry with me in my hands, fumbling around for the key in my purse to lock the door. It really was a pain. So much so that twice I went to the car first, put all my stuff in the car, intending to go back to the door and lock it, but I forgot and drove away with the front door standing wide open. Yep. Thankfully, Daddy was there, and he happened to find it and close the door for us. As a remedy for that situation, Jim purchased a new digital lock and hinges, and what a difference it's made. Now, I walk out the door, and the door automatically closes and locks behind me and gives me an alert that it's locked. It's a much, much better new thing. So I'm asking the Lord for other new things in my life. The things that only He can give. New scriptures that He enlightens to my mind. New songs that he would like for us to learn in worship, new opportunities to minister to other people, new friendships to enjoy, and certainly new church members to be added to the role. Yes, I want all these new things, but I also realize it may require me to do some preparation work first. I might have to eliminate some things or clean up some internal junk piles that have accumulated over time, like bad attitudes, time wasters, lack of motivation on my job, in order to make room for these new things. The Bible teaches us that in Matthew 9:16, you cannot put new cloth into an old garment, for that new piece will strain the entire garment and the tear will be made worse. Likewise, new wine cannot be put into old bottles, because the bottles will break from the activity of the wine, and the wine will spill out, and the bottles will be lost. But if we put new wine in new bottles, both the bottle and the wine are saved. Isaiah prophesied in chapter 23 to the children of Israel who were discouraged, and they doubted God. And this made me think so much this morning of the interpretation that Jim gave. God had instructed them not to look back at the former things, but to look forward and to trust him. Verses 18 and 19 says, "Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old, but behold, I will do a new thing. Even now it springs forth. You do not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness, and I will open up rivers in the desert." Can you name some new things that you would like from the Lord? He's already promised that he will do it. I'll pray and believe along with you that you receive those new things. And let's see what God will do as a new thing in 2019 in Calvary Temple. God bless you.